There's a suggestion for protecting women in war zones. Get more women involved in making peace. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made that pitch at a meeting yesterday of the UN Security Council. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton argues that having women involved in peacemaking efforts around the globe is not just a nice thing to do. She says it's necessary.
Just as in the economic sphere, we cannot exclude the talents of half the population, neither when it comes to matters of life and death can we afford to ignore, marginalize, and dismiss the very direct contributions that women can and have made.
She attended a Security Council meeting yesterday to discuss a 10-year-old resolution aimed at bringing more women into peace efforts and encouraging countries to prosecute those responsible for crimes against women. Clinton says there was a stark reminder recently of how much needs to be done in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, where hundreds of women were gang-raped this past summer.
Those rapes and our failure as an international community to bring that conflict to an end and to protect women and children in the process stands as a tragic rebuke to our efforts thus far.
A new report by the humanitarian organization CARE says despite Resolution 1325, women are still largely absent from peace negotiations. One of the authors, Howard Mullett, says he's hoping this will change.
One thing that our research found was that there are efforts to engage women around peace processes, but they tend to be largely tokenistic, ad hoc. It has been often too little, too late.
In Afghanistan, for instance, the government, backed by the U.S., is trying to encourage Taliban foot soldiers to leave the battlefield. But the voices of women, he says, are often ignored.
The reintegration process essentially consists of an economic incentive to combatants to lay down their arms. And yet, actually, it's not really looking at for instance, the family of the insurgent and or the wider community and providing them with a longer-term livelihood and some sort of stake in that reintegration process that could bring about some greater accountability and if you like, a sort of a safeguard on the process.
Many Afghan women have also raised concerns about their government's broader efforts to negotiate with the Taliban. Secretary Clinton used her remarks yesterday at the UN to try to calm those fears.
The women in Afghanistan are rightly worried that in the very legitimate search for peace, their rights will be sacrificed. And I have personally stated, and I state again here in the Security Council, none of us can permit that to happen. No peace that sacrifices women's rights is a peace we can afford to support.
Secretary Clinton announced that the U.S. would commit nearly $44 million to programs designed to empower women. A large part of that, she says, will be used in Afghanistan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.